Six Music.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the Introducing Mixtape with Tom Robinson.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
At midnight, Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Right now, it's Don Letts.
Thanks to Mr. McConey for the Freak Zone, but right about now, it's just turned 10, so gather around and tell your friends that this is Culture Clash Radio. Yes, one and all, Don Letts here once again, and for the next 2 hours, I'm your guide for a musical ride that crosses time, space, and genres. Tonight, for your delight, Little Axe, Tom DeMac and Will Sampson, Junior Mervyn, Arcade Fire, Robert Glasper Experiment, Phosphorescent, The Chosen Few, and Mason Williams. Them and more coming up in the first hour. In the second, I'll be taking it easy with a more chilled selection. But until we do that, let's do this. Brand new from Blues at the Grand Hotel, the new album from Son of Dave, due 25th of this month. We going out.
has taken over my high one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind,
stop,
I can't stop,
stop, I can't stop without lightning striking again. Lightning striking
in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop,
I can't stop,
stop, I can't stop without lightning striking again.
Another one that struck a chord with a young Don way back in 1966. I was just 10 when I was grooving to that. Lou Christie, known for his three-octave vocal range with Lightning Strikes, a single that's still on my Rockola jukebox. Okay, let's slide forward right about now.
Thank you.
Goes Again, the new single by UK producer Tom DeMack and vocalist Will Sampson, who kind of got together after both suffered a recent loss in their respective families. Out of pain comes beauty. You're tuned to Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music, the station that rules the nation. Spelt with an H, whose name I'm guessing is a spin on the Italian novelist and philosopher Umberto Eco without an H. Anyway, there was a remix of Steel Pulse's No More Weapons featuring Damian Marley, and I found that on 2:10's Dub the World, released on Echo Beach. Let's flip the script for Outfits, House on Fire.
Stolen for a moment, you can't survive by holding on to something.
was just looking up to see if I could give you some more info on them, and it says here there's five different recording artists with the same name. Man, that's gotta hurt. Anyway, that was the Liverpool Quintet Outfit with a cut from their debut album Performance, which came out earlier this year. Now, I had the pleasure of not only seeing Arcade Fire's phenomenal two gigs at the Roundhouse last Monday and Tuesday, but I also got to warm up the crowd doing my DJ thing for them as well. A privilege indeed to represent the station in what were two blinding nights. Win and crew, respect is most definitely due.
tomb.
Arcade Fire's It's Never Over, Hey Orpheus, as featured on their number one must-have album, Reflector. And I must say I was truly touched by their choice when they dedicated a tune to yours truly. The song they played? The Clash's I'm So Bored With the USA.
Gideon Coe.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Scrimshire's third album, Bite. I only mention that because I've never heard the first two, but if that track's anything to go by, I've got some investigating to do. Although I did notice that our man Giles Peterson's flagged it up as a late contender for Album of the Year. Praise indeed. Okay, let's cross time to 1971 and space, moving from the UK to JA, for the Chosen Few's bass-heavy take on the Isaac Hayes classic, Shaft.
Hotter than bar.
machine to all the chicks.
Shit!
You're damn right.
Who is the man that will risk his neck for his brother, man?
Shit!
Can you dig it?
Who's the kid that walk a back when there's danger all about?
Shit!
Right on. You see the scared chef is a bad mother.
Shit!
I'm talking about chef.
When we can live.
He's a complicated man, and no one understands him but his woman.
Ride on, ride on, ride on. Sisters and brothers, ride on, ride on, ride on.
Ex-member of the Sugar Hill House Band, Skip McDonald, there is Little Axe with Ride On. Found that on 1994's The House That Wolf Built. Produced by Adrian Sherwood, and another one that's well worth tracking down. Next up, another cut that caught my imagination way back in the day. We're talking 1968, and to my mind, a hell of a soundtrack to what was, by any account, a hell of a year. Gas. You know, he was also a stand-up comedian that wrote for America's Saturday Night Live for a while. What? You don't care? Okay, this is Codge Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on 6 Music.
Good things come, and those are
obviously best known for Lee Scratch Perry-produced Police and Thieves, which Perry said The Clash ruined, by the way. That was Junior Mervyn's Cool Out Sun, released in 1979, and you can find that on the most excellent Joe Gibbs Scorchers from The Mighty Two, a compilation that really is all killer and no filler. Alright, bringing us bang up to date, it's a cut from Our Nation, the new album on Modular Records by Finnish duo Shine 209. This is No Thanks.
Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. My relationship with Six Music is the following. We were the first guests. The rest of the band bought me my first DAB. And then, of course, Six Music helped Elbow achieve what we've achieved in the last few years. And I've got a programme on the station. So all at once, I'm a presenter, a beneficiary, and a fan.
Six Music.
The programme is basically me playing records that I love, where I'm free to play anything I want. One minute it'll be the Blue Nile. And then I might throw some Louis Prima in there. The next minute, it'll be My Morning Jacket covering Fela Kuti. We're reminding people of how varied and wonderful music is. It's a way of dipping into other people's music, which of course makes you ponder the way that you make music if you're a working musician.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Sunday afternoons from 2.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
Sometimes we feel alone, but alone ain't always wrong. Yeah.
in the clouds some room. I shine, shine like the hour noon. Tune is to stay in step with everyday men and women, the rhythm of the realness. Still, I'm legend like Will Smith. In the presence of the fake, I am a real gift. Open it, open it, there'll be something dope in it. Booming other people getting motion sick. We ride on the highs and the lows of it. On the south side, we got hoes for it. Standing up like Rich Pryor, we get fire and inspired by the prospect to get higher. Your sire on the throne, grew up around the stones, the ranger, so I stand alone. We blessed to live, not just my kids, want the best for his. Progression lives where the lessons is. I got my own, God bless the kid. In the mid part of Babylon, listening to Farrakhan. In the parts of Avalon, streets we would battle on. Got the good book in my carry-on. Life is a race, I'm the marathon. Man on the moon, get a voice of room. Rose from the concrete, told you I would bloom. Situation brought out the hero. A little black 13-year-old. The voice of the Lord in my earlobe, telling me my purpose, I can see a clear road. Revolution in the execution, the lyric, the spirit of Gil Scott, Marvin Gaye, modern day.
Irresistible appeal of black individuality. Where has all of that gone? The very people who blazed our paths to self-expression and pioneered a resolutely distinct and individual voice have too often succumbed to mind-numbing sameness and been seduced by simply repeating what we hear, what somebody else said or thought, and not digging deep to learn what we think or what we feel or what we believe. Now, it is true that the genius of African culture is surely its repetition, but the key to such repetition was that new elements were added each go-round. Every round goes higher and higher. Something fresh popped off the page or jumped from a rhythm that had been recycled through the imagination of a writer or a musician. Each new installation bore the imprint of our unquenchable thirst to say something of our own, in our own way, in our own voice, as best we could. The trends of the times be damned. Thank God we've still got musicians and thinkers whose obsession with excellence and whose hunger for greatness remind us that we should all be unsatisfied with mimicking the popular rather than mining the fertile veins of creativity that God placed deep inside each of us.
Brand new from a pretty consistent brother, American jazz pianist and hip-hop producer Robert Glasper experiment there with I Stand Alone, featuring Common and Patrick Stump. And that's the new single from his latest album, Black Radio 2, on Blue Note Records, the follow-up to the Grammy-winning Black Radio release just last year.
Tell me everything. skin still hard. This can't be what you want. It's a charm, it's a blind. There's a lot in the way. It's a charm, it's a grind. There's a lot in the way. There's a color, there's a kind.
Blade by Brooklyn-based Phosphorescent, the musical alias of American singer-songwriter Matthew Hook. Found that on Muchacha, which came out earlier this year. I'm Don Letts, and this is Culture Clash Radio on BBC Six Music. Coming up in what you must know by now is the more laid-back part of my shows, cuts from Button Eyes, The Clarendonians, Cult, Ed Harcourt, and Jethro Tull. Hey, I don't call this show Culture Clash for nothing. Case in point, another cut from Reverb, master of the flying cymbal, the late, great King Tubby. Conquer a dub.
Yeah, my little fool. Six Music.
Shine as battles criminally vulgar.
particular.
Originally the B-side of 1984's William, It Was Really Nothing. That was the Smiths, How Soon Is Now. You know, I never really got with the Smiths until 1986's Must Have, The Queen Is Dead, which I first heard, believe it or not, in Jamaica, courtesy of Mick Jones. Needless to say, I was floored and consequently went out and scored. their whole back catalogue and returning to the UK. You're tuned to the second part of Culture Clash Radio, me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. And for the final hour, I want you to kick back and relax to the sounds of Black Box Recorder, Jeb Loy Nichols, Frederick Knight, Anne Brun, Simon & Garfunkel, and Lieback, to name just a few. And to ease you in, a new cut from Button Eyes, dropping December 16th.
In those simple days, I was scared that we would go so low. You were so insecure, had to reassure you day and night.
You know me, it's Huey.
Papa Lodge, big shot on the East Coast.
One of the great things about growing up in New York, there was such cultural diversity that, you know, in the same building, you would hear 10 types of different music from 10 different nations around the world. And I think that was the beauty of it all. And I learned to appreciate music at a very young age, but all types of music. And that's what I'm going to try to bring you Saturday. All types of music that's good, because I don't play no doo-doo tracks.
Watch the beat, y'all.
Funk, soul, punk, hardcore, hip-hop, dub, Latin. Whatever works, man. Whatever's cool, whatever's chilling, we're going to be playing for you.
All right, we're funking it up now.
Once that red light goes on in the studio and we live on air, we're here to have fun, because I love all this music.
One, two, three.
Yeah, man. We just do it, man. Just do it.
The Huey Show.
That's how we roll.
Saturday mornings from 10
on BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Have your aid. We have lost the time.
take on the Beatles, You Won't See Me, another track from that new Studio One Ska Fever comp I mentioned last week, out right about now on Soul Jazz. Now, Judy bound let you know, if you're feeling my flow, you can catch up, tell a friend to listen again and check this and all past track listings on my page of the Six Music website.
Lend me your ear while I call you a fool. You were kissed by a witch one night in the wood, and later insisted your feelings were true. His promise was coming, believing he listened while laughing you flew. He's spotting red, yellow, brown all over the same. And the love you have found lay outside in the rain. Washed clean by the water, but nursing his pain. The witch's promise was coming, and you're looking elsewhere for your own selfish gain. It's only fair. He was willing to give to you, you didn't care. You're waiting for more, but you've already had your share. Oh, it's just promises.
Told Witch's Promise. You know, I distinctly remember seeing them performing that on Top of the Pops way back in 1970. They were led by Ian Anderson, who had a full face of hair, a cat weasel snare, and wore plaid plus four, standing on one leg whilst playing the flute. They went on to be huge in America. Now, from 204 Strangers on Heavenly Records, this is Ed Harcourt's Something to Live For.
Moving like a forest fire, leaving no part unscathed. Too young to be as dated as I am, but old enough to feel the strain. I hope that I can hold on to the beauty that I'll never match. The never-ending open wound started from a simple scratch. Oh, to save us from being saved, before we get too old and waste. to die young. And so through all the loss we've seen, the friends who sit and think too much, too fragile for the cold outside, too proud to say what's on their minds. This is for the broken fools, whose flames are gone before their time. And if you see me trip and fall, save me from a swift decline. Won't you see me the drunken sea, blink in your eyes when you take the breath from me. There's always something to live for.
Brian Oblivion and Madeleine Folin, aka New York duo Cults there with Always Forever from their new second album Static. Right, must take time out to say thanks for all your email, thoughts, support and suggestions for my new earlier slot. Always good to know I'm hitting the spot, cause unless my producer Frank's vetting my emails, confidence is high. Here's one from Anne Brun's new Rarities anthologies, which pretty much does what it says on the label. With Club Killers, this is Crawfish.
I'll let you this point, the boy who's listening to this song is probably saying that it's easier said than done, and it's true. It's just the facts of life. There's no master plan. Walk me home from school. I'll let you hold my hand.
I discovered listening to Six Music late one night, years before I signed up. Black Box recorded there with the title track of 2000's The Facts of Life. Here's a cut from a new comp called Angola Soundtracks 2 on Analog Africa, and it's dedicated to the short-lived Angolan record industry. We're talking from 1969 to 1978, during which three record companies released around 800 singles. Rare jewels indeed. From said release, this is Os Angos with Avante Juventude.
single toe peeps from the foot of the covers. It's cold and it's dark outside. There are no others. The time before milk floats and newspaper boys, before slumbering batteries activate toys. One man is rudely awakened from sleep, a reverie comfortable, cozy and deep, thrust into studios accompanied by papers, expected to drum up a whole host of capers. Listeners all know what the show is about. They'll send in a strapline or middle-aged shout-out. Their patience rewarded with some Brian Cox or a poem from Murray or some Ultravox.
A big up from John Humphreys on Radio 4. Knocked me down with a feather. My jaw's on the floor. The Today Show is great, but for music and fun, try the Sean Keevy Breakfast Show. It really is brilliant.
Weekday mornings from 7.
Fix music.
Songwriter and artist currently living in Wales who combines elements of soul, country, folk, reggae and blues. Jebloy Nichols there with Ring the Bells, which you can find on the most excellent Way Beyond Nashville, released in 2003. Seek and ye shall find. This is Culture Clash Radio on BBC Six Music, and it's time in the show for three in a row. And what's the connection? Hey, if you can work it out, you're a better man or woman than me. Any which way, I'm setting the tone with a classic from my soul boy days. This is Frederick Knight with a bona fide Stax classic from 1972.
I've been lonely for so long. Don't seem like happiness will come along.
somebody help me, please.
Cause I've been lonely for so long. Don't seem like happiness will come along. I've been lonely for so long. Don't seem like happiness will come along.
Somebody help me, please.
Cause I've been lonely for so long. Don't seem like happiness will come along. I've been lonely for so long. Don't seem like happiness will come along.
Yes, I know what it feels like to be lonely, to have your friends turn their backs on you. Yes, I've been lonely, to never know the real meaning of peace of mind. Yes.
Somebody help me, please.
Cause I've been lonely for so long. Don't seem like happiness will come along. I've been lonely for so long. Don't seem like happiness will come along. I've been lonely for
simple,
so long.
Simple, sweet guitar, humbled by the bass. So when the beat kicks in, everything falls into place, and it overpowers me. I can't help but dance. You can try to stop me now, but you won't get the chance.
just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Bye-la-la-la. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. City winters are bleeding me, bleeding me, go home. In the clearing stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut. Till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
Another cut that's on my jukebox, the highly produced The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel. Apparently it took over 100 hours to record. Before that, and yes, I'm still feeling the pain, you had Amy Winehouse's Half Time. Culture Clash by name, Culture Clash by nature.
Avergailian, Dostin Medler Hart.
here's a first, a band whose name I can't pronounce with a tune title that's the same. That was some Welsh dub from a new album called Dub Cymraeg. I think that's how you say it. Man, I wish Keris was here. Anyway, that was, and look, I'm not even going to try and say this, so let me just spell it. It's LLWYBR space LLAETHOG with AWRARALW. Hey, just because I can't say it, don't mean I can't play it. And on that note, I'm going to love and leave you, because it's about that time and I'm just about out of it. You've been listening to Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. And if you like what you heard, please spread the word. I'm right here each Sunday night, 10 till 12. Hold tight for Guy Garvey, due in a few, right after Liebach's Across the Universe.
Words are flying out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass their sleep away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jai Guru Deva. Nothing's gonna change my world. 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 Images of broken light which dance before me like a million eyes that call me on and on across the universe. Ringing through my open ears, inciting and inviting me. Limitless, undying love, it shines around me like a million suns. It calls me on and on across the universe. Jai Guru. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change.